Colombia's president Andres Pastrana is here in Washington, where he appealed for increased support in the battle against narco-terrorism. Pastrana says the drug trade is the financier of violence in Colombia and the rest of the world. Colombia is experiencing another deadly flare-up in its four-decades-old civil conflict. The violence occurs as the largest guerrilla group, known by the acronym FARC, is threatening to abandon peace talks. Pastrana has warned FARC leaders they will be branded as terrorists if they refuse to negotiate an end to the violence. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Bogota.
Colombia's three-year-old peace process has been on the rocks for weeks. At the end of September, the FARC caused public outrage when it kidnapped Consuelo Araujo, a popular former government minister. She was subsequently shot to death during a rescue attempt. The incident put President Andres Pastrana under intense pressure from hawkish politicians and the news media to end the talks, but he chose to extend them for another 100 days, provided the FARC show its good faith by refraining from roadside kidnappings. Instead, the FARC has now issued new demands. Rebel spokesman Raul Reyes says the government must reduce the number of troops encircling the demilitarized zone where the talks take place, as well as rein in aerial surveillance and government spies who keep tabs on the rebels.
Nosotros en estas condiciones no estamos dispuestos.
Under these circumstances, Reyes says, we are not prepared to risk our safety coming to the negotiating table. Most Colombians are in no mood for new ultimatums from the FARC. One of the biggest sore points is the DMZ itself, which the rebels have turned into a quasi-independent state. There's growing evidence that the FARC uses the zone to rest and train its troops, as well as to hide its kidnapping victims. President Pastrana has pledged to keep the army right where it is.
We've given clear instructions to our armed forces that, around the demilitarized zone, we will continue to combat any and all outlaw groups.
Nonetheless, Pastrana is sticking with the peace process, which he himself set in motion when he was elected 3.5 years ago. He's not allowed to run for re-election next year, which means the talks may have only months left to produce a ceasefire. The top candidates to replace him as president have all taken a tough line in the peace process. Frontrunner Horacio Serpa says if he's elected, he'll be prepared to walk away.
Yo sigo siendo partidario de buscar una solución política.
I still believe in a political solution, but I will not stand for these unnecessary postponements, and I won't agree to continuing peace talks without an agreement on humanitarian issues first. Because what we're doing right now is talking about peace, while the violence just gets worse.
Colombian Congressman Gustavo Petro has seen this situation before. He was once a member of M19, a leftist group that waged a bloody urban guerrilla war in the 1980s. Eventually, M19 negotiated an amnesty and joined the political system. Petro says Colombian history shows that almost all conflicts end up with peace deals. The problem is, the peace deals have always been followed by more war. Colombia has never been able to construct a nation, Petro says. It's never found a way to include all its citizens in these pacts. It's never been truly democratic. As evidence, Petro points to his own situation. Even though he was amnestied by the peace deal, he still fears for his life. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.